From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the interesting things that has been under discussion this past week has been the climate change predictions and the impending El Niño. For the communications field, the El Niño is the item that has the most immediate consequences. The expected changes include the later occurrence of the wet, the monsoon rains over the north of Queensland. For nature lovers, this will usually mean the number of crocodiles hatched will be smaller. Along the east coast, rainfall will be much lower than normal, perhaps. Although the indications are for one of the worst El Niño events, some of the measurements of other weather-determining systems are anomalous, and clear outcomes can't be yet predicted. Another feature of the El Niño weather pattern is that the incidence of cyclones is reduced. As it appears we have had a peak in a period of low sunspot activity, the levels of DX are declining and the number of thunderstorms around VK are expected to increase. All in all, a mixed bag and a serious challenge to the avid HF operators. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.